UW-Madison researchers and scientists from three other universities spread nitrogen and phosphorus in a small lake in Michigan. They found they could collect data that predicted rapid growth of algae and loss of oxygen were coming. The UW's Steve Carpenter says previously algal blooms could only be forecast a few days in advance.
And in fact, we found that we could get predictions 2 weeks to about 6 weeks in advance of the bloom.
Carpenter says researchers also found that when they halted the nutrients, the algae growth quickly declined. He says the early warning findings could help communities that get drinking water from algae-prone reservoirs to limit the bloom or switch their water source. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.